cheer.
We're gonna be Madison with the rod in the row. Oh,
that's not
100 shots. Now we're gonna try to be Madison with the hoodie. This is all about. Oh,
I have to drink it?
No, hey, like,
if you want me to bring it, like, just, you know, I don't have to.
That's the worst.
Okay.
If you don't want the water.
We have the following scenario. Let's just get the case clear. The case is a man gave a woman ketzer kiddushin. Al Tanai, they're going to show up with this. This is one of the points of the day. Again, what is the Tanai? It's critical that this be clear. The Tanai is what? It will be a good kiddushin if
they go shows up.
If he shows up. He did not show up. Didn't show up. Yeah? Didn't show up. The reason it didn't show up is what?
Onus.
Onus. The question is, what is the din? So let's work backwards. We'll start with the raha. Even if you didn't see, you can look inside now. And then we're going to work backwards to the rock. Let's see what about the ra'ah says. Okay, the ra'ah is here in our sugya. So he says, first, he points out that the whole takana of putus and tznus is not relevant to kiddushin. Yeah, I'm not going to focus on that part of the ra'ah because again, we're in the raisa land, not in the rabbanan land. I keep emphasizing again and again. It's confusing because you're going to spend all these days here in the sugya, and then at the end of the day, the rabbanan changed the whole din. But you still have to understand the main standard. So he says, no, this is, the Rabbanan is not trying to speak Kiddushin, we're not going to get into that right now. Then he says the following. Pilkach, the Kiddushin is fine. Ve'ilukam Arnami. Do you have the Ra'ah? If you don't have one in front of you, look at it with a Shachin Toiv, who has one.
What is that?
Good neighbor.
Good neighbor. Good neighbors have a COVID confarsh.
Like a good neighbor.
Be'ilu ka'amar nami. Here's a new scenario. In Bossi, Tehei Mekudesh. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Similar to the Ran was taught in that, right? In Bossi, Tehei Mekudesh has been ne'enas v'lo bo. Condition is, if I am going to show up, then if he is going to be a good kiddushin. He was nenas, and he did not show. Shtein ra'ah. Bezu, divrei hakol, ein oynes. Ba'afilu begitin l'kulei alma, bein l'kaim begit, bein l'vata l'agit. He says here, in this case, for sure, ain't oynes. On what level ain't oynes? What level ain't oynes? The raisu the rabbanan. When he says divrei hakol ain't oynes, here he means even the raisa. Till now we've been saying what's the din rabbanisa? The raisa. Yesh oynes. Yesh tainus oynes. Here he says no. In this case, ain't tainus oynes. The afagav the bebitol again was shayet tamitzos uputzos. Why would this be? All right, we're not even discussing the drabbanans here. Prutus, if you look, bahadamar in boss, even as the low ba, the divrei hakol ain onus. She came and she's back, and after she's back, the onus, like when they were the Hashmi, the new loan is back. You come up, my loan is kind of back now. The Ra'ah is making a chiluk between what and what? Two cases in the Ra'ah. Be careful. We have the case of the Gemara. Okay? This is the case, we'll call it Subos Daf Beis. Beis is what? Im Lo Vasi. What's the din? It will be what?
Yeah.
It will be again. So, Hare Yitech. Im Lo Vasi. I'm going to emphasize that. The case, and here what's the din? What's the din? Let's just make this. What's the din? It's the Eraisa. Eraisa. What's the din?
Yesh.
I'm going to add in Tainas Ones, which means is the get good or no good?
No good.
Good. Right? This is an Ones case. I should write that in, I guess. Venenas. The low, but Yesh Tainas Ones, and therefore, no get.
Hey, Rabbi, did the Ra'ah say Ein Ones? Is this the Ra'ah?
This is Ksuvos Daf Beis.
Oh, I should be wrong.
Comes the Ra'ah, and he discusses another case. Here's the other case. Yeah, here we're going to get to the case of, we'll call it Kedushin. What's the case of Kiddushin? Are at Mikudeshes. We'll call it Im Bossi. Yeah? Here it's Im Bossi. And then what happened? Venenas. The low. Ba. Everyone clear on the case? Here, what does the Ran say? Not the Ra'ah, sorry, the Ra'ah. What's the din? Here's the Ra'ah. What does he say?
No get.
He married.
No.
There's no issue of get here, guys. It's Kiddushin.
He married.
No Kiddushin.
Kiddushin is Tois Ones, which is no
Ein Ones, which means there's no Tainus Ones, which means if there's no Tainus Ones, then what?
No Kiddushin.
I'll just add that into the clear. Whenever we say Ein Ones, like Rashi taught us in the Gemara, it means Ein Tainus Ones. Yeah? Ein Tainus Ones. And therefore what? Is there a Kiddushin or no Kiddushin?
No Kiddushin.
No
Kiddushin.
Now, are these the same now or are they different? Why are they different?
This one is confusion with another problem.
Well, here you can see it right here. It's confusing because it's coming out at the end. I want to avoid confusion. Here it says no kiddushin, and here it says no get. So it kind of sounds the same. But it's not, because look over here. What does this say?
It's
age. And here?
Ain.
Ain. Yeah? So this is very critical, Rabbi said. Let's see. So here we have the difference. Here it's Ein, and here it's Yesh. Why? Why does the din change?
Why does Ein Tainus Ones would be no condition?
Ein Tainus Ones means you can't claim Ones, which means all I have is the facts. What are the facts?
He didn't come.
If he didn't come, he didn't fulfill the condition. If he didn't fulfill the condition, there's no condition. Here, you're not allowed to claim onus, says the Ra'ah. L'divrei akol. Everyone. Yeah? In our Gemara, Meratayra, what's the din? You claim onus, you can have a tainus onus. What does a tainus onus do here? In this case, a tainus onus is mevatel to get, and you're able to make that claim. What's the difference?
Because
now, let's pause before you answer that question, Steve. Where else did you see this dynamic? Two sugyas? Where else did you see today? In the Ran. Before we get to the punchline. In the Ran. Yeah? The Ran quotes us a Yushalmi. This is basically the case of the Yushalmi. Okay? This is the case. Now, what does the Ran bring? Let's just get it on the board. The Ran here says, this is black for the Ran. Ran says what? This case. I'm going to give it a robust. Machloikis. So here we have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Yeah? Machloikis. What's Machloikis symbol?
N. Versus ZS.
ZS?
IFBS. Famous.
Yeah? What does Rabbi Yochanan say? And what does Reish Lakish say?
Yochanan says no marriage,
Lakish
says yes marriage.
So he says no kiddushin, and he says yes kiddushin. Okay. Now, what do you see here in front of you? It would seem to line up what? The no kiddushin of the Ran, of Rabbi Yochanan, with the Raz is saying it across the board. Yeah? And Reish Lakish is saying somehow there is kiddushin here. There is kiddushin here. Now the Ran brings up our Gemara. We don't have to do it. Why does the Ran bring up our Gemara?
Defend Reish Lakish.
No, he's not defending the proof. He's not. He has no skin in the game. If he wants to explain the machlokes here, right? So he wants to say, where is Rabbi Yochanan going to come from? Where is Reish Lakish coming from? So let's start with. He starts with Reish Lakish, right?
Yeah.
So where is Reish Lakish coming from when he says yes kiddushin? Oh. So now this yes kiddushin is what. Let's put it into onus. Terminology, so we can line it up, yeah? What would you phrase this, yesh or ain? In Reish Lakish?
Yesh.
Yes, kiddushin, yesh or ain?
Yesh.
Getting a little work on the space here. Yesh, onus, yesh, onus, yeah? That's correct. And then, if that were true, then we'll, okay, let's leave that for a second before we get to the Yochanan. Yeah, now, the yesh seems to be, you can see it in front of you, lines up with Ktubis. Here, what was the Yisod that we walked away with from the Gemara? Daraisa?
No,
yeah. Yesh, Tainas, Oynas. That's why, what does he say? Yesh, Tainas, Oynas. Again, what does the Tainas only do? In this case, just to clarify, what does the Tainas only do in the Kiddushin case?
It's a map of Kiddushin.
Nope. It actually makes it a Kiddushin.
Is that what he said?
Oh, he said it makes it not a Kiddushin. Yesh Tainus Oynas actually makes it a Kiddushin. Yeah? So says the Rav, Carpet, you just simply cut and paste, yeah? We take the Sugya in Ksubis, if you're Reish Lakish. We say, hey, what rule of law do we see in Ksubis? Yesh Tainus Oynas, fundamentally. We borrow that, and we simply paste into Kiddushin. So it's Yesh Tainus Oynas. Now, it does different things, but it's the same rule. What did it do over here?
No get.
No get. Here it makes the Kiddushin. Yes, Kiddushin. Okay. Says Reish Lakish, I don't care about the outcome, I care about the rule. The rule is the same rule.
I like that.
Yeah? What about Rabbi Yochanan? It doesn't really matter what you like, Shlomo. You guys haven't learned that yet when guys say that. I don't care what you like. What you mean to say is that maybe is logically compelling. That's what you meant to say. Like is like I like chocolate or vanilla. Like, I don't care. One is compelling, so that's okay. What about Rabbi Yochanan? What Shlomi meant to say was, this is the starting point. Why is this starting point in the Ran? Because we're just taking Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. All Rishon Lakish do is say, yeah, we have that Gemara, so we're just saying the same thing. Okay, that's Pashut, okay. So Rabbi Yochanan would be the novel shot, the Chiddush. Because Rabbi Yochanan is saying no, which means what's he saying? Ain tiny science. Ooh, I don't want color. I don't want to mess up the colors. This is pretty good. Aim. Inus, inus. Yeah? Why is he saying, what does Ain Titus Inus do here? What does it accomplish?
No kiddushin.
At the end of the day, he didn't show, there's no kiddushin. Ah, you're screaming Inus. Too bad. Yeah? Ain Titus Inus. Ah, what are you going to ask? What about Argmar Ksubis? It's not in Gittin. It's about Gittin. Yeah. What about I get?
This is a different
Gittin too. So, now we have to make what we always do. Gotta drive the wedge. Gotta drive the wedge, right? We gotta drive the wedge between these two K's because what's going on? Ain and Yesh. Now, who else has to drive the wedge? The Ra'a. Because the Ra'a says everyone, he doesn't quote this Yushami. He says everyone's on team Ain. Ain? What do you mean? What about our Gemara? He's on our Gemara guy, so it's not like he doesn't know. He's on the Gemara, so there's not babes. What he's saying is, right? The whole vort of the Ra'a is to say, here it's different. We're going to drive that wedge. Yep? These are two different. That's what he says. He says, I'll read it again. What does that mean, bazu? In this case, meaning, not that, this is unlike our Gemara, bazu the Rea Kolenoines, etc., etc. So now we gotta drive, you gotta split the two. We're gonna split. But, the split is not the same. Most of you guys got to the run. Yeah? What is this split? Again, I'm in the Ran in Rabbi Yochanan. Come here, right? I have Ain and Yesh. You need to give me, at least 50% of learning is involved, make a chiluk. Make a chiluk. The Ran does it for us, so we don't have to work hard. Yeah, what are you trying to shear?
The chiluk is the, you could say, the woman's effect in each case. In the
role.
Case, the woman's role. In the case of the get, she's pretty much irrelevant because it doesn't matter what she wants, she feels like it's irrelevant. Whatever the guy's coming, if because of the owner is about to not, then that's all that matters.
But so, but what about by Kiddushin?
By Kiddushin, it does matter because there can be
okay, so what's the Shpal? So the Chiluk is in Kiddushin, why is this Ain? Because we also have. So well, let me just. What's the difference between the two? Just in a sentence, the difference between?
Woman.
One and one. The woman's already the Hezer. Difference between?
Kiddushin and Kiddushin.
Kiddushin and?
And
good. Correct. Kiddushin and Gittus. Yeah? So here we're going to make an Iran. We're going to make a spalt between. Here is Gittin. Here is Kiddushin. Here the rule is going to be what? Gittin is going to be Yesh, and here it's going to be Ain. Yeah, why is that? This is all the Ran. This is the Ran. Why is it? Why is that? Now we get to what you were saying. Because Get is a unilateral
just in
action. Correct? Get is, you know what unilateral means? You're just like, yeah, last night I saw one in the game. Unilateral. Unilateral is all on him. Yeah? In Minatora, we don't do this thing. In Minatora, you can divorce your wife without her consent. We don't do that. We don't do that today. But, Mikra, then you can divorce her, where she has no say in the matter. Kiddushin not so. You guys ever learn Kiddushin you need, right? In the beginning of the Sechta, you need Das. Right there on the first page of the Shema, you need Das. That's why it doesn't. That's why the Gemara phrases it as, from her perspective, you can't forcibly marry someone. And therefore, the Ran says that's a chiluk. But the chiluk has been given Kiddushin. What about, well, let's just highlight that more, for tweak that for 1 second. So what's the critical distinguishing factor here between
the role of the woman?
Why does it work, let's say, by Kiddushin? It's all a hint. So we'll say this. We'll say it's all him. And this is also her. That's a catchphrase.
One's like a positive action, one's like a
non-action. Oh, that says it's being different, but that's not the chiluk of the Ran. But who said? Who says the chiluk that Tzvi just said? It's good. You picked up right where you were, where you left off before. When you put it, that's the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah doesn't say this. What does the Ra'ah say? Let's look at it again inside. B'had the Amar in Basi v'ne'enas v'lo ba. Which case is he talking about? In Basi. Hey, Basi v'lo ba. Yeah? The Divya called Einoinus. What case is he talking about, guys? He's talking about Kiddushin. Einoinus. Einoinus. Why? Why does everyone agree? What do you, why? What do you say H? Why hear Ein? Shekeven shin zbatel, avo vishin zbatel mitoch ones, lakum a neighbor the chashvin and the kiilu on zbatel, mikomokom ari on iskai. What is the chilek between these two cases? How is it? A little bit of Ra'ah here. I'm going to make this chilek that drives a wedge. Yeah? Get that offensive line moving. Yeah? You got to drive the wedge, guys. What's the chilek here? Why here are we saying yesh? And why are we saying... I'm going to call it, what's the shpalt isn't really between Gittin and Kiddushin. What's in between? What's the split? Where do we say Yesh? Here, I'll put here Yesh. And I'll put here A. When do we say Yesh name? Is there a Tainus Zainus?
When the Maisa is coming.
That's which one?
Yesh.
Good.
What do you think? Gemara here is what? Hari Yidid Im.
No.
Let's call this low bossy. I'll put that in quotes because and here's what? Bossy.
Hi, bossy. Bossy.
Why does that matter?
I thought that guy did it.
Let's get it clear.
The Ra'ah, as far as the wording makes a difference, that's the code.
The wording will happen.
Why does it matter? It's not. It's not. Is it tonight? Low bossy, bossy. Think about this. L'chayra hadvarim shutim ad me'oid like this. Let's say I tell you a Miksubis case. If I don't show up, it's a good get. And I didn't show up. Not showing up is Kumatnai. What does the onus do?
It reverts it to its default.
What does it do to the Kumatnai? It says, no, there's no Kum. A Kum Ba'ones, listen to these words. Kum Ba'ones. No good. Kiyumba onus, not showing up, onus, no good. Let's try to plug that in here, boss. The guy says, if I come, it's going to be a good kiddushin. He didn't show up. Was there a kiyum?
No.
So there's no kiyum. What do you want the onus to do? What do you want the onus to do?
It's nothing.
You want the onus to do what? Turn a non-kiyum
into a
kiyum?
That's absolutely.
Into a positive action.
What do you mean by positive and negative? What can onus do? What onus not do? Onus cannot make something that didn't happen happen. Because it didn't happen. What could it do?
Something that was supposed to happen, not happen.
Not supposed to, don't use that word. Not like supposed to.
Something that
didn't happen. What
actually happened?
What did happen?
Didn't come.
Actually didn't come.
Did the low bossy? The low bossy happen? But what are we going to say? Doesn't count.
You fulfilled what you were saying.
Did he catch the ball? He caught the ball. But it was Ines. Doesn't count. Not a reception.
That's
that I could hear. Could I hear the following? He never caught the ball. He never caught it. Yeah, but you know why he didn't catch it? It was Ines. So he caught the ball. No, he didn't catch the ball. He didn't catch the ball. It never happened.
Yeah, but you're still the
How can you make something happen that didn't happen? It didn't happen. It didn't happen. There's no mindset. Here, the low bossy happened. It happened. We can say, no, but that doesn't count.
That's true.
It doesn't count as a low bossy. There's a time design is. But the thing took place that tonight was McQueen. What do we do? We're going to tear down that Kumat tonight. You thought it was a Kumat tonight. Nope. No good. But here, what are we trying to do here in this case in Kiddushin? He showed up. The guy showed up. No, he didn't. But he did, because the only reason he didn't show up was what? It was Oinus, he showed up.
It was Oinus, right?
Does that work? That's the Ross says, doesn't work. He says, by the way, boss, even as a little ball, the Tibia Kulin Oinus. She gives you his bad deal, meaning he didn't show up. Ali, you his bad, we don't own his legal labor, the Kashmir Kilo on his bad deal. I don't know the sky at night. Where on earth is the cube at night? You hear what the Raz Chilik is? Once you chab it, l'chora, it's a davar pasha. You can take something that happened and say it doesn't count because it was ones. You can't take something that didn't happen and say, oh no, really it did happen. No, it didn't. Why on earth would this woman be married? What was the tonight? What was the tonight for her to be married to him? The chalos kiddushin depends on him showing up. Did he show up? How on earth can you make them married? How? But it was Oinus. Where's the Kiyumat Tanai? Something has to happen for them to be married. What has to happen? He has to show up. Yeah, the only reason to show up is because the dog did his homework. Who cares? But at the end of the day, there was no Tanai. The Tanai was not met, was not fulfilled. So there's no Kiddushin. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Davar Pasha. Davar Pasha. Nothing to talk about. You can't create something out of nothing with Inus. You can create nothing out of something with Inus. You can't create something out of nothing. Say it again. You can make something, you can make nothing out of something. I can discount it. That doesn't count. It doesn't count. It's with Inus. It doesn't count. That makes sense in Inus, right? We're familiar with Inus. All the rake is, you took a mice and nah. Doesn't count. Inus doesn't count. Nidarim doesn't, all they don't count. How can you make something out of nothing? He never showed up. He's not here. No, he is here. No, he's not. But it was Onus. So what? He's not here. What triggers the Kiddushin? His presence. He's not here. That's what the Ra is. The Ra, clearly not like this. First of all, who's Pasha not like this? Pasha not like this. Why? Because he's saying they're the same. Very good. They're the same. So certainly this split of a loba, we're not making that split. Yeah? Who else doesn't know? What about Rabbi Yochanan? So you'd be tempted to say that Rabbi Yochanan is really like the Ra, like the Ra'a. Why? Because he says Ein, Yesh, we have a split. It's not true. What was the split that the Ra brings? What was it? He brought a split between what? Gittin and Kiddushin. Gittin and Kiddushin. But fundamentally, he doesn't seem to have a problem.
He also disagrees.
Meaning, let's say by Kiddushin, it would have worked if what?
If it
didn't have her side to worry about. But in terms of him, he has no problem. What do you mean? He didn't show up. How can you make something happen when it didn't happen? You can't make it. So, which one do you instinctively, let's refresh. Let's now recall Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's presentation of this sugya. Okay? What is the role of Onus? What is the role of Onus? We spent a long time in whose shita? Which Rishon? Rashi. Rashi says, right? And we spent a long time. What was the basic yisod we came up with? Rabbi Chanan came up with, other Achrayim. What's the pshat in Rashi? What does Onus do? What does it do? Separates the Maiser from the Osef, from the doer of the action. The mice is ma'ala doesn't relate to the person doing it. That was one way to go. There was another way to go. What was the other way to go? How could it be? What role does Onus have to do with it? Knowing with conditions? Not separate. We said it was separating the kiyum from the person.
Never had in mind.
Never had in mind. Who said that?
Allah.
Never had in mind. That was in Nidari. What does that mean, never in mind? When he said, if I don't show up, he didn't mean if I don't show up due to onus. He meant if I don't show up on my own, volitionally. Not onus. He didn't mean it. So we'll call it the Maisa camp, separating the Maisa from the Oisa. And we have the Das camp. What did he have in mind? Remember the Ran there? Al Dask, Al Leibo, Al Naito. Line it up for me, guys. What's Rabbi Chanan going to say here? Line it up. Fitness in Rabbi Chanan.
Was the raw Maisa and the Ran is that?
Correct. The Ran is the Shitaso. It's Gemal. Big. It happens to be Gemal because there's one Rishon who's just saying the Ran is the Shitaso. What does that mean? Is the Shitaso?
He
was going according to his reasoning. That's what they told you in fifth grade. He is the Shitaso. It's Gevaldik. But let's wait with the Ra for a second. Let's go back to the Ra. The Ra is like Rashi's camp. Why is the Ra like Rashi's camp? Rashi told us that the role of onus is what? It takes a Maisa and it separates it from the Osa. It takes a kiyuma tanai. Listen to this, guys. It takes a kiyuma tanai. It's mamish beautiful. This is a me. It's a bochum. He says it. I just want to show it to you. Ah. You can see it now. It takes a kiyuma tanai. It takes you. What does it do? It's not connected to you. What was the kiyuma tanai in our case?
Showing.
Not showing up. And we're saying, yeah, but that wasn't you. Why wasn't it you? Because he was onus. So what does onus do? It takes the maisa and you apart. Does that have any role here in the case of Bussi?
Neither the maisa nor the...
Why can that not work by Bussi?
He didn't come, there was no maisa.
What are you going to say? The tonight was if I show up.
And you didn't show up. So there's no maisa. You
can't say that not showing up is a maisa.
It wasn't a tanai. What was the kiyuma tanai?
Can't separate it.
Again, onus does what?
It takes a kiyuma
tanai. It takes a kiyuma tanai, and it says you didn't do it. Was there a kiyuma tanai here?
No.
You never showed up. The kiyuma tanai is showing up. You never showed up. Can onus have a role of making you do something which you never did? Can it make a mice? Oh, you did a mice. No, I didn't. No, it was onus. You really wanted to. I didn't do it. I wasn't there.
Nothing to talk about.
According to Rashi, it's posh like the Ra'ah. According to Rashi's understanding that we're taking the mice and we're separating what the tiniest onus does, it says, you didn't do that mice, it was Ma'ela. That's fine when there was a mice and we're saying, but you didn't do it. But when you never did a mice, you never showed up, that's what you needed to do, that the Kima tonight. Game over. Onus has no role. There's nothing to talk about. There's no collusion. Across the board. Nothing. Who doesn't learn like that? The Ran. Again, the Ran, even not only in Reish Lakish, even in Rabbi Yochanan, he's not learning that way. Now, if you read the Ran Kipshuto, it seems like he's saying what? When the guy was Nanas and he didn't show up, it's like he came. What do you mean it's like he came?
This is what he thought.
Can't be, he's not there. What's the shot?
My son.
Why does Das solve the problem?
He's rechanging my way.
He never knew it was coming.
I don't care about mice.
He never knew the onus.
What do I care about? When he said the Kiddushin is what? I'll deny that I show up.
He meant he wanted to show up.
What did he mean?
To show up.
Did he mean to refer to a case of onus?
No.
He didn't mean that. Meaning is all about intent, about das. If we're in the realm of das, what are we going to say?
He was trying to go.
It's not an issue of fault. He never had that in mind when he made this clause. That wasn't included in the clause. The case of onus wasn't included. So you want to say, well, you didn't show up, so there's no kiddushin. No. It's not true. It's not true. It wasn't part of the tonight. So the fact that he didn't show up doesn't blow up the kiddushin. The only thing that's going to blow up the kiddushin is what? Is not showing up.
That wasn't
the not onus. So he's no. This is what we call an umdina. What's an umdina? Umdina means I'm making an estimation of your das. This is what I think you were thinking. I don't think the guy was thinking about a case of ayinus. Just like we saw in the dark. So whether you mean mevatel of the tonight, being mekayem the tonight, if you're in the realm of das, not of action, of das, then I can hear, even here this is difficult, but I can hear in the realm of das, that what, why are they married here? Why are they married? According to, even according to all of them in theory, but according to, why are they married? Because he only was, he said, if I don't show up, we're not married. What did he mean? He was only, where was that string attached? Where he decided to do that. In Onus case, it wasn't Bechlav. So that's why we're allowed to say that they're married. It was never part of the clause in the first place. But once it's part of the clause and I can make believe that it happened, I can't make believe that it happened. He's not here. So in other words, says Rav Chanan, this whole machlek is Ra'ah and Ran about what it's called positive, yeah, the bossy, right, like showing up that you didn't show up, you needed to show up. That will depend if you learn the entire sugya, is the sugya of Maiseh and Oseh, or is there, it's not going to work. You can't make something out of nothing. Where can I make, I can never make something out of nothing. Where can I say they are married? Only if I'm in the realm of das, make an umdina, and make an estimation. This is what you intended or did not intend when you made your condition. So I don't care about reality. I don't care about reality. What do I care about? What you were thinking. I care what you were thinking, then I can say, yeah, in this case, maybe there is onus, and therefore the onus will say, you are married because the tanai does not apply in this scenario. Kivah.
Well,
I will, Bez Hashem, give you the... I didn't give you this piece of Rav Chanan. I didn't give you this piece of Rav Chanan. You have? Then you just copy it. Tonight, you have to all be there. I'm hearing some rumors that there's some... Chalisha said, Chas V'Shalom. Tonight, Rav Shaik is going to give you the piece in Rav Chanan. So you can understand in Rav Chanan's words what we just said.
Had a wonderful day, everybody.